It's time for the Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone Show on ESPN 94.7. Call the show now at 330-744-0947. Now, here are your hosts, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone.
Woo-hoo! Friday's the 13th, Father's Day. My daughter Melanie's 35th birthday. Honey, I love you. I'm so great. Leanne Binder, who's our special guest, got to sing happy birthday to her. U.S. Open Golf Tournament in progress, round number two at Oakmont. We'll update you on that coming up shortly. Stanley Cup Finals last night. Edmonton 5-4 in overtime over the Florida Panthers. That series even at two games apiece. Game five will be Saturday night. Florida at Edmonton at 8 o'clock on TNT. Also listen to it right here. ESPN 94.7. Guardians were idle yesterday. They'll begin a long nine-game road trip out west tonight. They'll be in the Northwest tonight. Game one of a three-game set against the Seattle Mariners at 10-10. Gavin Williams on the hill. Guardians 35-32. Third place, American League Central, 8.5 back of the Tigers in the division. Cubs 3-2 over the Pirates. Crow Armstrong with a two-run home run. Suzuki with a solo shot. Pittsburgh slides at 28-42. They're at the Cubs at 220 today. Paul Skeens will be the starter. And Antonio Brown got arrested, said people were trying to steal his jewelry, so he fired gunshots, and the cops are looking for him with a search warrant. OHSAA reduces playoff teams as expected from 16 to 12 teams in each region, and the Major League Baseball Draft League Scrappers had the bats rolling yesterday as they blast the Trenton Thunder by a count of 18-5. Leanne Binder in the studio with us, and we were talking to Leanne about a number of things off air and on air. Oh, we're going to go live here. Leanne, Fantone used to watch us. I used to watch us growing up. You were on the Gene Carroll show.
I was when I was a little girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
I was a dancer, competitive dancer, and we had won nationals that year, and we were invited. We would go on occasionally and do the Gene Carroll show. My dance teacher and he, I guess, were friends. The really cool thing, I'll never forget this. I must have been, I don't know, 14 or 15 years old.
Well, Gene Carroll went off the air years ago.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right. Yeah, I was little. And I remember standing and he's like, yeah, I'm looking to invest into this thing. And I'm like, oh, really? He goes, you're a musician, huh? I go, yeah. I go, I'm a singer, you know, because I take voice lessons.
And you watched him on TV, though, so you knew who he was.
Yeah.
Were you a little intimidated or not?
No, he's just like this guy we'd go and visit on Sundays.
Oh, wow.
You know, he was really, really nice.
Gene Carroll, yeah, down to earth.
He
yeah.
was super nice. And so he goes, yeah, I'm looking to invest into this all music channel.
Oh, wow.
It's called MTV, the music television.
Wow. Gene told you this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I go, there's going to be a whole channel, just nothing but music?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, and they're going to do videos. And I'm like,
yeah,
videos?
How's that going to work? Yeah.
That's crazy. He goes, yeah. He goes, it's happening in New York City. And I wish I could shoot myself. When I think back on my life, I'm like, why didn't I say, you need to make me part of show?
Yeah. Oh, my
That'd
God.
That'd be a great time to invest.
Yeah. And of course, the Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star, the very first song
on
that.
Which it did.
It did. I had, and it also rejuvenated careers of so many people. We got to look at these guys for the first. Look at Eddie Money. He used MTV. Pat Benatar.
True.
There's a number of it. Rick Springfield used MTV.
But they were all new broke artists.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, like, it didn't help Joe Cocker a whole lot.
No, not really. No. Well, people got to look at him. Like,
I know. See, that's my point, because I love my crusty rock and rollers. Don't take Joe Cocker's voice away from the humanity,
right?
Because he doesn't look pretty on a music video.
Exactly.
Great voices and people that you just like. Wow. Joe Cocker is one of them.
I love Joe Cocker.
He puts heart, soul, and compassion in everything he does.
I'm a huge.
My baby wrote me a letter. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It just, you can't buy that voice.
Absolutely. How time we went.
Yeah.
It's like good stuff. I can't sing,
well,
Fanto.
Not sing,
come on, man.
I mean, can you not
come
sing?
On?
Because I love Joe Cocker and you're ruining it for everybody.
You know, huge Robert Plant.
It's terrific.
Huge Robert Plant fan.
Let me throw some other names at you. Paul Rogers, former guest of mine.
Oh, God, yeah. Underrated. Very underrated.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And how about when and you went out on the Left End reunion tours, and we're going to talk about that, but Paul had the task of going out, and when Queen tried to reformate without, you know, Freddie Mercury, so Paul is getting called to do that. And who's the guy from the Cult that went out there with Jim Morrison? Very good singer. Anyway, he went out there and had to replace Jim Morrison.
Right.
But these are tall tasks for you. How about Dennis DeYoung from Styx?
Love him.
Yeah.
Styx was my very first rock concert.
Springsteen, not a great voice, but a great energy talent.
Have you ever seen him live?
Many times.
What he does is electric.
Mm-hmm.
No bells, no whistles, just a whole band.
Right.
The groove. I love the gospel end of what he does. It's like going to rock and roll church for me.
How about Bob Seger?
Love Bob Seger.
Ian Astbury's the guy's thinking of.
Yeah, I remade on my last album. I did a remake of Hollywood Nights.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So you like that blue collar?
I am a blues rock Americana artist.
John Mellencamp.
Love Mellencamp.
I know her style of music.
Yeah.
So
Janis Joplin,
who she does the best. Me and Bobby McGee. She asked me not to ask her to, ask her to
Bobby
sing
McGee.
It. It's great, but Leanne, one of the greatest voices that you ever hear.
Leanne,
what is not?
Yeah.
If I want to sing,
what do you need? A cup of coffee? How can we accommodate? All right, you're going to sing us a song.
Yes, I got a tune that I wrote. It's on the album. It's called "Let It Pour."
Let It Pour.
It actually was one of the Waterfall releases. The weird thing about this album, it's really cool and it's really sometimes difficult acoustically because I went down to New Orleans and used the Preservation Hall horn section.
Wow.
To cut a couple of the songs that have big horn parts because I took one of the songs to Vegas and did a big composer showcase out there. So some of the songs just they don't translate as well acoustically as some of the other songs. So
stop making excuses and just sing the song, Leanne. You'll be great.
Right, John?
That's right. I'm going to move out of your little live screen.
All right.
All right, you ready?
There's a little song called Let It Pour. Got a little blues thing going. I go to church on a Sunday. Never told a lie. I ain't never had a bad day. And you don't ever cross my mind. And I only think of you when it rains in LA. I ain't never sung a sad song.
I got the whole thing on video.
Beautiful,
you can see
man.
Me bouncing on the side on her
That's
live
awesome,
feed.
Man.
Absolutely true. Where's that come from?
Terrific.
Where does that come from? My God, girl.
Awesome.
You know, it comes from the
man upstairs.
Yes, I believe that there is this like universal bunch of creativity and openness that people can tap into.
Yeah.
It's funny, I heard Prince talk about it, and he said, like, no matter what, if it's in the middle of the night, I get up, because when that strikes you or when that idea strikes you, I know if I don't say, okay, that one's mine, he will, it will go to Michael Jackson, or it will go, if it wants to be born, it will find conduits, it will find artists that are looking to...
That's awesome. That was awesome.
And you wrote that song. What was the inspiration for Let It Pour?
Well, I like whiskey, and I like rain.
And you like whiskey and your men, both the same way. Hard.
I just wanted kind of a little bit of a, kind of a little bluesy bop kind of song, and I just started playing with, you know, I do this, but I, like, I go to church on Sunday. But I ain't never told a lie.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't never had a bad day.
Right.
And you don't ever cross my mind. Like, you know, you think about the people that have broken your hearts.
Right.
Or the things that you do. But you, you know, in the song, I don't think anything.
Tell us one man that broke your heart in the worst way.
Absolutely not.
Come my on, dog. Man. Come on. I need the pride.
My dog on. Whiskey.
All right. All right. What's your whiskey choice?
Real? Do you want me to be really honest with
be
you?
Be honest.
Because people will laugh at me.
No, go ahead. Phantom might,
but I'm putting my whiskey with Diet Coke, which is how I usually drink, you know, I like Black Velvet.
Black Velvet, if you please. Yeah. I know you could do that song, too.
But I can't do this.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
And sing it.
A Lot of Miles, great classic.
But if I'm drinking it straight, if I'm
drinking
it...
Yeah, if you're drinking just a straight thing.
I really like Henry McKenna.
Henry McKenna.
And I like Buffalo Trace.
Okay.
Buffalo Trace, yeah.
Anything that... I had a very bad experience with a certain brand of whiskey back in my youth.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that might remind me of that gentleman, I to this day can't drink.
Because of him. It's because of one guy, you won't drink a certain brand of whiskey.
No, it's because of the whiskey. I can't drink a certain brand of whiskey.
It's probably my brand.
Okay, but more importantly, what meant more to you, doing a live performance on our show or Gene Carroll?
Well, you know, you grow as an artist. So as a young girl, it was very important to be
Exactly.
Girl. But
now that you've done Bacho and Fantone show, the Sports and Mr. Fantone.
I'm excited that people still want to hear me. You know, I'm really excited about this and this new album, and that you guys were kind enough to invite me down here and do my thing.
We're happy to have you.
Right? Radio's tough, and I don't know if you've all noticed this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is hard for... especially artists that are not signed to a record deal, to get radio stations to play any of their stuff, give them any time, because it's...
I think the Summit might be the only one, a former station of mine, the only station that was taking on local artists with local material. And Brad Savage does a great job out there. Tommy
Bruno.
Yeah,
they play my stuff. And I will say, shout out, Cornell Bogdan does too on Tangled
Cornell,
Up and Blues.
Yeah, good guy. Yeah, but Y103, Tangled Up and Blues and all of the great... I've known Cornell for a long, long time.
That whole bunch of you that came up.
Mm-hmm.
You, Cornell, Freddie, Casey... like, that whole bunch of you have always been huge supporters of mine, and I say it all the time. I can't appreciate you enough.
And my girl Tam just loves Leanne Binder, and we're going to talk with Leanne more. We're going to hear more music, and we're going to update the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. We return with Leanne Binder right here. It is a Friday. What a great weekend. The show's half over, Fantone. Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone, more after this. We're back, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone, U.S. Open. It's still Spahn holding on to the lead. He won't tee off for another hour and a half, 12:52. He's 4 under par. Lawrence at 3 under par, 1 shot back. Burns, Kim, and Hovland all in the chase at this point. But I look for some notables to move up the board. You got Rory McIlroy. You got Scottie Scheffler. DeChambeau, the defending champions. Again, the thick roughs there. The fairways are slick. The greens are lightning fast. Oakmont's a tough course.
What did McIlroy hit? Like a 390.
Yeah, he had a bomb from the tee. I've seen long drivers when they tee off. I've actually watched them. It's shut up, Liam. I have seen that. I've seen guys hit a golf ball 420 yards off the tee.
Yes,
you lose sight of it.
Yeah, you do.
He was at Oak Tree Country Club, and I forget what hole it was, and he was hitting them 420 yards past the green on the fly. Wow, big dude with a big turn, and he had the ball teed up like 9 miles high. and he just whacked it. You couldn't see it until it dropped.
Imagine a ball going four football fields.
That's unbelievable.
You know, it's incredible.
Absolutely. On Monday, Dan Gonder will be here, longtime DJ. Rob Schmidt, the voice of Youngstown State University basketball. We are live at JR's Pub on Tuesday the 17th with a bunch of notables. Jeff, the owner, will be there. Bob Gavalier, Ray House, too. Cindy Farina. I think Chester Stout's going to be there. Chuck Geiswhite. Letters from a Love Lauren.
Mary
we'll sing
Ellen's
the oldies.
Be there.
Mary Ellen's going to come. Marty's coming.
Marty's coming.
I know you're excited about Marty coming. JR's Pub, you haven't played there, Leanne. I mean, they're one of our major sponsors. I need you there. Is it a money thing or whatever?
Right now, I'm just booked like
you
I'm
are booked
book
like
solid. Crazy, and I'm in Nashville 1 week a month.
Wow.
Working, so it gets a little tight.
Do you have to, Nashville? They say is a must if you're going to make it and get out and make it big. Is it?
You know, I think. I wish I could write a book and say, this is what you need to do to make it big. I would have read the book, I would have done the book, and I would have been big. There's no right or wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nashville is a really good gauge, depending on what you want to do. Like, if you want to be a session player, you better be able to compete in Nashville, because the best of the best are there, and they're all working five times a day, and if you can't stand up to that, you're not going to work.
Yeah.
Songwriting. My songwriting grew so much when I started probably five or six years ago being in Nashville steady and writing with professional writers, people that did it all the time. Because it's hard up here. There's not a lot of people that... there's little groups of people. Most of them are younger, and that's great, but they write. But it's harder to find that community.
Yeah.
Up here in the area, we're down there. Everybody, you want to write? You want to co-write?
Right.
And then you do your time and you work yourself to leveling up into, you know, some people that are hit writers, and those kind of doors open.
Who are some of the big national acts that you've got to play with or even open for?
Well, John Bonamassa.
Wow.
I love it.
I mean,
Joe Bonamassa. Sorry,
yeah, Joe Bonamassa. I got to tell you,
wow.
People love him.
Okay,
you bring up his name, and you'll get a whole bar discussion about his work.
Bonamassa, I've worked with. If blues, like Tommy Castro, Chris Duarte. I've done some stuff with Marshall Tucker.
Wow. Nice.
I've done.
Was some, is Doug Gray still alive? He was a former guest.
This was. I don't know. This
was
years ago.
Yeah, he was one of the front guys. Yeah.
This was years and years ago. God, I'm trying to think. Because over the years, you just kind of do shows and you kind of forget. I've done some stuff down in New Orleans.
Wow.
I've played Jazz Fest for the last 4 years. Actually hired as a background vocalist.
Wow.
For Glenn David Andrews, who is Trombone Shorty's cousin.
Yeah. Wow.
And Paul Sanchez and... you know, so you just kind of you get things opened up and you work your way around.
Left End and all the reunion shows, and I went
I
to see
them.
You. First of all, you were a big fan, and then
huge.
you were honored that the surviving members of Left End, minus Dennis Tiemannis, invited you to become part of that. How did that all transpire with you being involved?
Well, I mean, it goes way back to when I was 17 years old, 18 years old, mm-hmm. and Left End had disbanded. I was in a little, like, band playing Fitch's prom, like those kind of, you know, prom bands, just starting out. And Patty Pahala, who's Jimmy Pahala's wife, was a big booking agent, and she heard me. And the guys wanted to put together a band, so she said, I think we should have a female in the band. And I got a call, and I went down and auditioned. And it's funny, because they auditioned me with a Madonna song, a Whitney Houston song,
and
a Tina Turner song.
Wow.
And I got done, and Patsy looked at me and goes, is there anything you'd like to sing? I go, do you have any Zeppelin?
Wow.
And I did some Zeppelin. I got the gig.
Rock and roll is perfect for you.
Yeah,
I figured. Hart did that, too.
Yeah.
Anna Nancy Wilson, what they whipped at. You've, I could almost tell, you know, the way Leanne sings and what turns her on musically. Anna Nancy Wilson and what those girls accomplish. One of my favorite songs by Hart, by the way, is Even It Up. I know you could do that, too.
Well,
Even It Up. It was my baseball song before I pitched my senior year.
Yeah.
They were just, for me, they were such trailblazers because as a young girl, although I do have to say, I was a huge Freddie Mercury fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a little girl being an opera singer with freckles and red hair, mm-hmm. like Freddie made things okay for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, where do I even fit in? And then I heard, I have Bohemian Rhapsody on a 45.
Wow.
And I heard Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm like, well, if somebody like that can sing, because I was singing all opera, and I didn't know how to do this, like how to navigate.
And he was opera with that incredible vocal range.
Yeah, and then there's all this production, and there's, you know, orchestration. Even the Beach Boys, and Brian Wilson passed. I mean, what a genius.
Yes.
He was, and speaking of this, I don't know if you guys saw, you know Kevin Love, he's played for the Cavs, still with the Miami Heat. Do you know his uncle's Mike Love from the Beach Boys?
I did not know
Did you know that? And Brian Wilson, he considered his cousin.
Yeah.
And Brian Wilson lived with Mike Love and Kevin Love when he was little. I mean, small world. And so Kevin Love said, man, Brian Wilson was like, he was my cousin. He was my family from Mike Love. So amazing story. Yeah, the Beach Boys. That is, when you think about vocal harmonies, too, I'm really into that. I like the blues rockers, but Beach Boys certainly rank up there. You want to go back to the 60s, you think of groups like the Hollies and the Association. Mm-hmm. The Beach Boys certainly top it. Even the Four Seasons, you know, with Frankie Valli and the harmonies they put
together.
Everly
Brothers.
Everly
Brothers.
Absolutely
amazing.
My dad
was a huge Everly Brothers fan, and he took me to see them at the front row when I was a little.
Is that right?
I was all rocked out, my busted up jeans and my hair, and my dad, he's like, come on, you're gonna go hear some music, and it was phenomenal.
Phil
I was
and Dawn.
A huge Everly
Phil
Brothers.
And Dawn, Everly.
Absolutely. And so with Liam Binder and everything, I want to ask you this. You know, I've been blessed to know all these female vocalists around. I think you guys kind of support each other. Jackie Popovic was on with us from the Vindies.
I'm so happy for them.
Yeah.
And really well deserved. They're working their butts off. It's not easy.
And Sinfarina. Great girl. Been doing it forever. Monica Powell. Alan is another great voice, headlining, you know, with Vegas and her husband and Joe. And I'll tell you, we are blessed here. And I don't want to leave anybody out. Like, Jen Carey is also a friend of mine. Becky, is it Trimble? Kimball? And anyway, she's also good. And Kermack does a nice job with the band on Tame, all-female band. And I got to tell you a funny story. So Leanne and I, this is years ago, we're up the Station Square and the Classics are playing and Ray Housedew and everything. And they do essentially glorified karaoke. Ray started Shooting Star Productions back in the early 90s doing it. So the Adams boys are there, Kenny Adams, and I think Mike was there that night. Mm-hmm. And Leanne and I are sitting at Station Square. We're sitting at the bar.
Drinking water.
And I said, drinking water, not whiskey. Never whiskey. Never. Anyway, I go to Leanne. I said, you should get up and sing a song with them. And she goes, oh, John, I don't do karaoke. I said, get up there. I said, Housedew's a great guy. Leanne gets up there, and I swear to God to you, the very first words out of her mouth, and she starts singing, every head at a crowded bar turned, snapped, and said, who the heck is this? And they went crazy for you. I think she got a standing ovation that night at Station Square.
I believe
that's how good you are.
I believe it.
And right now, Leanne, you are going to be really gifted here because you're going to grade us. We sing oldies. And so, that's right. Bart the Music Man picks our selections, and we're going to do three of them, and Leanne's going to grade us.
Sing in front of Leanne.
Yes,
do it.
You have to. Come on, don't be intimidated by Leanne Binder. Come on.
We're going to need to know what
come on, Ron. Ron's coming over. We're going to sing together. We're going to do three offerings from Neil Diamond.
Who doesn't love Neil Diamond? I love Neil
We're not
Neil
doing
Diamond.
The whole thing.
I love him, Andrew.
All right, we'll start with Sweet Caroline.
Oh, come on.
Here we go. Ready?
Come on, I don't want to do it.
And one, and two.
Where it began, I can't begin to know when. But then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring.
Was in the spring.
And spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands. Touching hands. Reaching out. Touching me,
your timing is
touching
terrible.
You.
You're terrible. All right, next one. You're terrible.
Sweet Caroline.
Bye.
ba, ba. Good times never seem so good.
All right, so good. Right. So good.
All right,
so
that's good. The end of that one.
All right, good.
You guys actually sang it in the right key.
See, you're impressed. We have.
I'm so impressed.
Oh, really? Can we back you on an album?
Absolutely.
All right, now we're going to do Cracklin' Rosie, just to show we're not a one trick pony.
You're on your own.
One, a two, a three.
Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We're going to ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, we'll have a time with a poor man's lady hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. No need to say please to no man.
All right, free. All right, one more.
Oh, God help us.
Leanne, yes. I know we're falling off the cliff here. Forever in blue jeans.
Oh, okay.
And one, and two, and three.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk. And as long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans.
All right, Eric.
Honey, sweet.
What do you think?
That's actually one of my favorites.
Do you want us to open for you at your next live concert?
I do.
Okay. Well,
I do.
Leanne, I'll tell you, we don't do that for just anyone. And it will cost you some of your profit.
Perfect. I have a half a Diet Coke, and I took off my ring,
All right, now to real good singing. Can you sing us another number here?
What do you want me to do?
You want to do a Neil Diamond song?
No.
Okay, hold on a second.
I don't have Neil's voice. He's very low.
Yeah, very.
What's this one called?
Do you want me to do Bobby McGee?
Bobby McGee, I love it. All right, here we go. Right. Janis Joplin.
Can't promise anything.
All right, okay.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. It's feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Rode us all the way out of New Orleans. Oh, I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. Playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wiper slapping time. I'm holding Bobby's hand in mine. I sang every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, it ain't nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun. Yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me on. Feeling good was easy.
Bobby McGee.
Oh my God!
There you go.
Almost as good as Fanton and I. We're going to give you some.
No, I was so glad I had BGVs on that.
Seriously, that is awesome. I just got a text message from Polly Paul. She goes, "Wow, she is fantastic. She sang that with soul from her heart."
That was incredible.
Cindy Lou said, "Leanne got the whole audience singing. I'm singing at home along with her. Great job.
Good.
Oh my God, girl.
That was fun."
Woo!
That was early.
And this is early. She ain't even warmed up yet.
Sitting down.
Extraordinary. All right, we're going to take a break. We're coming back. We got the great Leanne Binder in the studio. That was super right here on Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone on a Friday after this. Mr. Sports, Ron Fantone, and boy, some talent in the studio today. Leanne Binder. Oh, my God, this is enjoyable. If you just missed me and Bobby McGee, the cover of the Janis Joplin Classic, you missed a live performance like you won't get anyplace else. That's what we're doing. We're bringing back the old-time morning shows here.
And the local flavor.
Absolutely.
Which you can't find anywhere else.
And Leanne was talking about, she goes, you know, to have this opportunity to do this again. Yeah. Back in the old day, you could do something like this. Even then, it was somewhat limited. But, I mean, we have free reign here.
And isn't this why we're doing this?
Exactly.
For examples like this, I mean, here, Leanne Binder, I mean, outstanding.
It is Friday the 13th. Sunday is Father's Day. Leanne.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Thank you. I got five kids, three grandchildren.
I have four, yeah.
And is your, you don't have any kids, right?
No, I have no
kids. Is your dad still around?
No, my dad passed away. That's right, about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But I talk to him all the time.
I'm glad you do.
Wow.
You know, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing to do. It is.
You know,
and I'm sure he's
very blessed.
I'm sure he's proud of you, looking down on you.
I hope so. I try to make sure that I walk that walk.
Absolutely.
I almost guarantee he's proud of her.
How could you not be? Yeah. I mean, oh my God, look at what she's doing and everything. What's one thing that Leanne Binder has not accomplished yet that is still on that bucket list that you have to do?
I want a Grammy.
A Grammy.
Wow.
There you go.
I want a Grammy for Songwriter of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a wonderful thing. That's just always been something that, you know, meant a lot to me. I would love to land some sync licensing for some TV shows. And I always wanted to be in a Disney movie.
Wow.
Like, I wanted to be a cartoon dog.
A cartoon dog?
Like
Pluto?
No, like from Lady and the Tramp. Like the little dog that owns the... It's kind of like a bar or something.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like, come on, boys. Like... I wanted to be a Disney animal.
That is funny. What a goal.
If that counts.
A Disney animal.
Yeah.
You heard it right here, folks. Leanne Binder. Make that happen.
Animal song.
Wow.
You know, my hope is that for the rest of my life, I can keep playing, I can keep writing and recording, that I move into an opportunity where it's not so arduous to have to make money as a musician, that... You know, those kind of breaks come my way. Whether they do or whether they don't, I'm going to get up in the morning, grab a guitar, and I'm going to sing, because that's what I do.
That's awesome.
Wow. And, again, let's talk about this new album coming up. I got something to say.
Every song
on
that album.
It's an EP.
An EP, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every song on this EP actually has bits of personal stories in them. I think they have bits of insight that are for everybody. There's a beautiful song called Broken Things, and it's about how aren't all of us kind of broken?
I think
so. Aren't they beautiful?
Yeah, I prove it every day when I'm at J.R.'s Pub about 150.
Yeah, you live long enough. Everybody's just a little broken.
He's broken for a long time.
Look at you, speaking of broken. You're broken physically and mentally. No, but I agree with that. And that's something that everybody can relate to. No matter how happy you seem on the outside.
That's right.
Yeah,
you don't know what's
I'm
going on.
I'm hoping that, you know, there's some female empowerment,
mm-hmm.
person empowerment things with like little bit of, like, you know, he said he'd give me my whole world. I said, I've got my own. Like, I'm okay. I'd rather be your shot of whiskey than your pretty hand to hold.
So there's
all those kind of little touches.
So every song on the EP has its own personal message, and it's based on personal experience.
Yeah, there's a lot of personal experience. There's a song called Drinking Stars that is extremely personal. And it's about, you know, I don't know whether you're drinking champagne or you're standing out under the moon and the stars. I guess that's up for you to decide.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you leave. There are times when you have to step away from all the garbage and all of the stuff that you've been carrying around with you your whole life.
Yes.
And it's imperative that you do not, you are not the sins of your friends, your family, your fathers, your generations. You need to step out into your own light.
Wow. I'm telling you. How do I get the album?
I have a website. It's leannebidermusic.com. Hopefully by next week we'll have a merch store up on it.
Okay.
We're in the process of launching that. Starting after next week, any of my shows will have I Got Something to Say and my last album on the inside on vinyl and CD. I Got Something to Say is just on CD right now. The vinyl is a little expensive to make.
Mm-hmm.
And you can download it. If you are just a computer kind of person, iTunes will have it. It will be up on all streaming services.
I'm sure I'll have it put up on Facebook. Nearby appearances, what do you have coming up in the immediate future?
Tonight, I am at the Gorentz Chocolateria.
Woo, where's
have
that
you
at?
Heard about this?
Where's the Gorentz Chocolateria?
It's a new place. It's across from the shops at Boardman Park, like across from Kohl's and all that. There's a Gorentz building there, and it is a chocolate bar.
Chocolate.
So yeah, it's all desserts, all different kind of desserts.
You know what I may have heard
martinis,
about this?
Chocolate.
Wow.
Because whiskey and chocolate go well together,
yeah, right?
A chocolate martini sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
So come have a. I'm there 7 to 10
mm-hmm.
every Thursday. I'm at Steamers on the patio from 6 to 9. So if you want to come have it,
in North Lima. Yeah,
and in Columbiana on Saturday they're doing it's called Chalk the Walk.
Okay.
And it's for kids. It's a family-friendly event.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are now. Fortunately, I'm watching the weather, but I think it's a rain and shine. And I'm going to play for an hour. They've got a bunch of different bands, but I go on from 4 to 5. And if you go to my website, leannebidermusic.com, there's a list. You go to live shows, and it'll list everything. We're doing Austintown Park this July.
Wow.
All the stuff.
Yeah, I went to Austintown Park for the first show.
It's fun.
Was out there. It is. It's beautiful. You take your lawn chair. They actually have a couple concession stands. It's a little warm out there, but you can find a couple shade trees out there.
Everybody sits under the trees, and I yell at the tree people. I'm like, hello.
Hello, tree people. Leanne, I love you.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Please come back.
I would love to come back.
Absolutely.
A pleasure. And your me and Bobby McGee was outstanding.
Oh,
thank you so much for doing that
thank,
for us, really.
Thank Chris Christopherson for writing it and Janice for letting it out into the world.
Absolutely.
I'm just a carrier of the torch.
You did it justice, honey.
We're going to do a recap on Sports Bob Vandegrift, top of the hour. Thank you, Leanne Binder. We're coming back with more Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone after this. I guess Aaron Civale, a former Cleveland pitcher, is getting his wish for a trade after resisting the Milwaukee Brewers' attempt to move him to the bullpen.
Yeah,
so he's going to the Chicago White Sox. All right, so U.S. Open golf, it's still J.J. Spahn. That's how tough this course is. He's sitting at 400 par after round one. He doesn't tee off until about an hour at 12:52 Eastern time.
Yeah, you see these other courses,
400 par, still leading it, though.
You see these other courses, John, the leader's like 17 under.
Oh, yeah, somebody you figure would have passed Spahn by now that teed off earlier, but no, Burns and Lawrence are one shot back at 300 par, and Lawrence doesn't go off until 2:20 this afternoon.
Yeah.
Burns, also tied for second, is 500 today after 13 holes at the very difficult Oakmont Country Club in Pennsylvania in the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. And again, just the compliments, superlatives about Leanne Binder and what she just accomplished, and especially her rendition of Bobby McGee. And her new album coming out, I've Got Something to Say. It's an EP. With that voice on all of it, and a lot of it inspired by what she's gone through in life.
To pick up that guitar and in the studio and deliver a performance like that, I mean, I was just in awe. I really was. I'm just so happy that I could hear something like that.
And really classy, too, that she paid homage and recognized all the great vocal talents, the Monica Palins, the Cindy Farinas, and I don't want to leave anybody out, and the Jen Careys.
Well, that's what happens when you do that.
Jackie Popovich.
There's always something you're going to leave out.
Yeah, there's so many good ones.
There's so many, yeah.
Yeah, and Becky is also great from the band Untamed.
We are blessed in this area. I mean,
that's what I said. This is untapped. So you got corporate syndication and everything. Right. You could have your Bob and Toms and your Rover Morning, whatever crap it is.
You're not going to hear that on Bob and Tom.
No, they're not going to put these cats on. Right, these are our own peeps. Yeah. These are our own peeps right here in Y-Town.
That's right.
And sometimes we go national too.
We do,
but we'll usually limit it to Brown Steelers unless I get my Raiders mode. But I'm also blessed to know a lot of people, and I'm telling you, I talked to a prominent artist from the '60s yesterday, and you know, she's getting up there now, and I said, I'd love to have you on our show.
You want to talk about her?
I want to get her while I can.
She's getting up there now.
Yeah. OHSAA reduced the playoff teams is expected in each region from 16 to 12. Major League Baseball Draft League, the Scrappers had the bats going. Blast Trenton yesterday 18 to 5. Edmonton 5-4 in overtime over Florida in the Stanley Cup Finals. That series even at 2 games apiece. That's been topsy-turvy. Game 5 will be Saturday night tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Florida at Edmonton, 8 o'clock on TNT. You can hear that right here on ESPN 94.7. If you missed it earlier, me and Mr. Football have another bet tonight. I owe him a set of wings. Game 4, Oklahoma City at Indiana, 8:30 on ABC. Pacers up 2-1 of the best of 7.
You're going to owe him more after
Oklahoma
tonight.
City minus 6.5, and that is my play. I'm going with the Thunder as the road favorite by 6.5 to cover that.
Man, you're not very good at picking.
I never said I was really good at it.
I know. You're really bad.
You know, like FanDuel and DraftKings will show you the stats, and I've been doing it for a couple years. I have not made money. Let's just put it. They'll show you how much you've won and how much you've lost. I'm in the hole a little bit. I need to pull out of that. Anyway, the Guardians were idle yesterday. They'll begin a long 9-game West trip road stand. Game 1 of a 3-game set at Seattle in the Northwest. 10-10 tonight. Gavin Williams goes against the Mariners. Guardians are 35-32. Third place American League Central. 8.5 back of the Tigers who won yesterday. Cubs 3-2 over the Pirates. Crow Armstrong with a home run. And it was amazing, too. If you saw Crow Armstrong's home run, hit it 8.5 inches off the edge of the strike zone. He went upstairs and cranked this ball out. How you do that?
Yeah.
And it's like extraordinary. I think it's the highest pitch hit for a home run this year.
Bad pitch out.
Yeah. Yikes. Anyway, they're at the Cubs tonight at the Pirates. 2:20 actually this afternoon. Paul Skeens will be the starter. Brewers 6-0 over St. Louis. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski debut. No hitter into the sixth inning. Had a leave with a right calf and quad cramps. 6'7 right hander. 14 pitches were above 100 miles per hour or more, maxed out at 102. Antonio Brown got arrested down in Miami, going to a boxing thing. They said Antonio said they were trying to take my jewelry, man. I brought out a gun. I started shooting people. So he didn't kill anyone, but they're trying to arrest him. Antonio Brown, man, something wrong there. Something really wrong, like you, Fanto.
There is something wrong.
Definitely something wrong. Father's Day is on Sunday. Today's Friday the 13th. We're going to take a break. We're coming back. We're going to South Carolina with Bob Vandergrift. I got to go to the bathroom.
I know you do, and you're going to have 4 minutes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for announcing that on air.
Oh, yeah, you have 4 minutes to tinkle.